Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 24. And we read verse 1 to verse 6 and we pray. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 1 to 6. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studies destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Verses 3. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom, the strength, the power, the help, the support that you give us. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your strength and to us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for this wonderful day of worship that you give us. This wonderful morning that we can see your presence. We can feel your love and care. We can cherish all the goodness. Let's now start to give thanks to God for all the good things that you have done to us. Thank you, Lord, our hearts overflowing, Lord, with the gratitude for all the wonderful things that you bestow on our church, Lord, on our families, on our health. Thank you for the provision, the answer of prayers, the miracle, the healing, countless blessings and innumerable. All your great deeds to us. We thank you, God. Thank you for your grace and mercy, Jesus. Let's now come to God. Let us confess also our sins, our trespasses, shortcomings. If we failed God before, let's now repent of it. Let's come to God fresh, asking forgiveness, renouncing our sin, deciding that we will cut all in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for your provision and your help and your support and your guidance. We bless you, magnify you, Lord, we adore you. Be with us and guide us and strengthen us, provide for us, help us to cherish all the good things, oh God. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just. He will forgive us and He purify us from all unrighteousness. Forgive, Lord. Cleanse, sanctify. Thank you, Jesus, for your help and your support and your mercy and your grace. Let's now come to God and ask Him our needs. Whatever your needs, small or big, it's in the hand of God. Nothing is impossible with Him. He has His own timing. He has a good plan for you, better than your plan. Present to Him your request. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Oh God, thank you for answered prayers. Thank you for all the provision that you had provided and that the prayers that you listened to us. And be sure, Lord, we receive by faith. As according to your will, you will give us and provide for us. Let's pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your siblings. Pray for your parents. Let's pray. time for prayer. Bless each and every family, Lord. Make every husband the head, to lead the family, to provide, to be responsible before you. And I pray for each and every wife to be a meet helper for them. For God to raise up godly children together. I pray for parents to give clear instructions to children to repent, to follow your word. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Pray for each and every family to shine. I pray for family worship every day. Your word will be read every day, worship every day, that each family will reach others in the neighborhood in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Pray for your job now. Pray for your boss, the place you are working, your income, the income for the place that you are working. Lord, prosper all these places that my brothers and my sisters are working. And in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you use these places, oh God, to supply your people, to support the mission of the church. I pray for each and every one of them to be faithful, to bring his tithes and offerings and first fruit to you, Lord, so that the windows of heaven shall be opened and you're going to rebuke all devourer in our life, O God, and you provide all the things in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for one another. If you know anyone need prayers, brother or sister, need job, health, problems, sickness, let's pray. Wisdom, problems, let's pray for one another. Let's carry each other's burden through prayers and fasting. Hear us, O God, provide for us. Sustain us in the name of Jesus. Lead us, oh God, lead us. Lead us. Thank you for your help and your mercy and your grace, oh God. Let's pray now for our neighborhood, our contacts, the people with us in the workplace, our relatives, our workmates, our people back home in our countries. Let's pray. Let's pray that through us the message will be spread and we preach the gospel to them. And there will be people saved through our lives. I pray, Lord, that we set good examples, we open our mouth, we pray for them, we preach the gospel, we show good deeds and good attitude in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us and help us, support us and strengthen us with your love and grace and mercy, Jesus. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy. Lead us into victory, O God, to preach the gospel victoriously in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for this country where God has placed His church in UAE and the extension of it to Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, also Sierra Leone, Armenia, America, Malawi and other places, through individual members, through families, and also through congregations. Let's pray for all these places that God will give us all our needs of places and documentations and offices. Let us trust Him that He will provide all what we need in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord. We pray that we commit ourselves, that we will preach the gospel. We pray for the people and people, those in authorities. We set good example to them, O God. We obey rules and regulations O God, we pray for protection that come from you. Even we pray for vision and dreams that they will see you through our that they will know that you are the true God and we are your servants, and also they will see you through our lives and attitude. We commit ourselves to produce more fruit of the Spirit: love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, self-control, long-suffering, patience, humility, generosity, Lord, so that people will see Christ in our life. Lord, we bless you, magnify you, God. Let's pray for yourself, pray for your ministries, pray for the church to grow. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Give us the spiritual gifts that we need to serve you, O God. Give us, Lord, baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, O Lord, and gift of evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, gift of healing, and whatever skills and talents, so that we'll go on and serve you, Lord, to go and make disciples, to baptize people by water, O Lord, and also, Lord, to train workers, O God, help us to continue to teach and preach your word in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the church to grow, pray for all the ministries of the church, the watchman ministry, the church school, the church cleaning, church banking, and all the Bible studies, the farming ministry, Lord, the youth and children ministry under the parents. We pray for the website, we pray for the vision of the church to be fulfilled, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Help us, Lord, guide us and be with us to go on and serve you and do the work of yours faithfully, O God. And even we pray, Lord, today for our worship, O God. Anoint the songs, the prayers, the giving, the message. Anoint your word, O God, to us. Anoint this recording, O Lord, and use it mightily, O God. Lord, we thank you, God. We bless you, magnify you, we adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and Amen. Let's all stand, let's worship the Lord.
Our salvation, our spirits have begun. you through the Lord God as we worship you. Let this place be filled with your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister in us. Even we are tired, even we are lowly, we'll continue to worship you, O God. Let your spirit flow to us.
Oh, All of my
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time of worship. Let's now come to the Lord and worship Him by giving our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits.
Let's pray for our tithes and offering. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your provision, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your help to us and to our family. Thank you, Lord God, for these tithes and offering and first fruits of my brother and sister. Lord, we pray, O Lord God, to multiply this offering, these tithes and first fruit, O Lord. And we pray, O Lord God, to open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there's no enough room to receive it, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord God, and we praise you. Lord, we pray, O Lord God, that this tithes and offering, Lord, bless it, O God, and thank you. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Let us continue our service this morning by listening God's word. I am reading in the preaching from the preaching of Dr. Ramesh, God's Calling Requirements, Part 41, the Parable of the 10 Talents. Let us open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 11 to 27. Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 27, and I'm reading in King James Version. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Verse 16, then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. In another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have keep laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up, thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. Verse 22. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee. Thou wicked servant, thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore, then givest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Lord, he had 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he had shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us in this place to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. Lord, we pray that open our hearts and our minds, Lord, as we listen to your word, O God. Let your Holy Spirit be upon with us. Thank you, O Lord. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Lord had the following reasons to give the people this parable that we have read. First, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, as we read in Luke 19:11. The Lord was moving forward towards Jerusalem to the place that he was to be handed over to be crucified. Therefore, he needed to declare his second coming that would take place and how the people would be judged. Second, because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear, as we read in Luke 19:11. The Lord had the wrong concept of how the kingdom of God, the people had the wrong concept of how the kingdom of God would appear. They thought the kingdom of God would appear in a spontaneous, irrational manner. Many Christians today think that the kingdom of God will appear like a dream in the night, that they would find themselves in it. The parable that Christ gives shows that the kingdom of God will not appear as something haphazard. Instead, it reveals the deep truth about our responsibility and accountability of what we receive as material things from God and its relationship toward the coming event of the appearing of the kingdom of God. According to Christ's parable, we will be either rewarded or judged with punishment. In Luke 19:12, he said, "Therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return." A certain nobleman refers to our Lord Jesus Christ, who came from heaven, died and buried and rose from the dead on the third day, and went to heaven and was enthroned. And he is now at the right hand of God, the Father, and he will come back to judge. In verse 13, Luke 19:13, and he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, "Occupy till I come." Therefore, before he went, he called his 10 servants and entrusted them with 10 pounds in order to them to put it to good use and to work until he will return. 1 pound was equal to 3 months' wages. We need to use all what God give us for his service and for his glory. The servant who took the 10 pounds should have thanked him and been grateful to him, but instead of that, they betrayed him. In Luke 19:14, "But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, 'We will not have this man to reign over us.'" We should love the Lord our God and thank him for all what we receive from him and be faithful in using them in a fruitful way. The question that we are going to ask here is this: why did they hate him and not want him to be king over their lives? Why do people not want God and his servants to rule over their lives? And how do people not want God and his servants to rule over their lives? Number one, people don't like to be accountable. People love to receive and enjoy what they receive, but they don't want to be accountable of their lives and to what they receive. They don't want to be accountable to their sins and their actions. Accountability is an important factor to exercise power to be used for the glory of God. God wants us today to be accountable unto all what we receive and are asked to do. Amen. Number two, people don't like to be working hard. People are usually lazy and they don't want to work hard. Laziness is one of the crippling sins that lead to poverty. God wants us to work hard and be diligent to do our assignments. And number three, people don't like to be scrutinized. People don't want to be scrutinized and questioned about the details of their lives and conduct and be accountable of their material blessings received from God. The scripture shows that the church should scrutinize and investigate the lives of the various members whose lifestyle are questionable. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11, Paul said, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." We need to confront church members who live in sin and question their management of material things received from God. Mismanagement of resources is sin, and we need to expound it and educate the church and the people under our spiritual care about it. And number four, people don't like to be controlled. People don't want to be controlled and hindered from doing their own will. Simply, they will say, "Sorry, it's my money, it's my house, my life, my. Who are you to interfere with my life?" People have many plans and ambitious projects that contradict God's will and God's plan and contradict His word. Therefore, they hate the Lord who devises His own plans against their wishes and plans. This is here what God asked Jeremiah to speak to the people of God who were doing their own will and plans. Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 11. "Now therefore go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good." The people need to be aware, and we as church need to tell them that the more they pursue their own plans that are against the Lord, the more He will devise plans against them to break their pride and arrogance. We need to educate our people and warn them when we discover their wrong motives in life and in the choices that they make. As we go through the parable, we can conclude great truth that will make us understand His will and how He expects us to manage our lives and material things, and how His second coming will take place. Number one, the Lord shall force the people to be changed. When the Lord sent His servants and entrusted them with a task, we read in Luke 19 that His citizens hated Him. But later on, we can see that there were among them who became fruitful and became productive toward the Lord. It means they were changed with the measures taken out by the Lord and with His warning word when He told in Luke 19:13, "Occupy till I come." Those people were changed because they knew that they would not be able to change the will of God, and they would not be able to oppose the Lord and go against His plan. Amen. We need to preach and admonish the people, which perhaps will cause them to pay head to the warning and be changed and God saved. Number two, the Lord shall reward the people that had been changed. In Luke 19:15-19, "And it came to pass that when He was returned, having received the kingdom, Then he commanded the servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy found had gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy found had gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be thou also over 5 cities. Eternal life will be the lot of those who comply with God's will and plan and prudently manage their lives and the resources that God had given them. Number 3, the Lord shall punish the people that are wicked. Luke 19:27. But those mine enemies, which would not I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Eternal fire will be the lot of those who hate God and hate to walk in His ways. And number 4, the Lord shall judge the people that are not willing to be changed and who are hiding their sins. In Luke chapter 19, verses 20 to 21, and another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy found, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I fear thee, because thou art an austere man, thou takest up, thou laidst not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. This person pretended to be smart in hiding his sins. He was lazy, selfish, and did not want to work hard, and when he was called to give an account of his material blessings, he put forth several excuses and even blamed the Lord for his non-productivity. People such as those are found in the churches today. They know exactly what God expects of them, but they are adamant and unwilling to comply, and they use all their might to cover up their sins. They are malingerers who pretend to be sick, disabled, poor, or exposed to injustice, shedding crocodile tears, and try to get self-pity to cover up their sins. But the Lord will face such kind of people and expose their sins and judge them. The church should exercise discernment in identifying such people and deal with them and their sins. The Lord faced that wicked servant, as we read here in chapter 22, Luke 19:22. And he saith unto him, Out of thy own mouth will I judge thee. Thou wicked servant, thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Therefore, we need to face the people who are bad stewards and bring them under our spiritual care and discipline when we are called to do that. The Lord even explained to that servant what he should have done. In Luke 19:23, Wherefore then givest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? Therefore, we need to explain to those people what they ought to do and how to handle their finances and their material blessings in their lives and in the lives of their families. The Lord placed His judgment on that person. He did not reward him, and even what he had given was taken away from him. We need to explain to the people that hiding their sins and abusing the resources of God, that God will bring His judgment on them, and even what had been given to them will be taken away. As we read in Luke 19:24, And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. Such kind of people who knows God's will but still conceal their sins inside the church and indulge in material abuse will try to deceive under others under the cover of false material godliness and innocence. They usually feed on the pity of others in the church. And when such people are judged by God, believers who are deceived by them will pray to God for them and ask the Lord not to take from them what He intends to give to the one that has many, as we read the following from the parable, Luke 19:25. And they said unto Him, Lord, he had 10 pounds. In every church, we will find people pretending to be poor and financially helpless, expecting monetary help, but never desiring to be transparent or accountable for the help they receive. Instead, they spend their finances in wrong ways and indulge in wrong priorities. But the Lord is faithful and will explain to us His church and expose the sins of such kind of sinners inside the body of Christ and the ways in which they take advantage of the church and other members. The Lord will not only expose their sins, but He will teach us how to handle such kind of people from causing destruction inside the body of Christ. The Lord will show His justice toward those who are obedient in doing His will and those who are good stewards of the material things that they have received from Him. In Luke 19:26, for I say unto you, that unto everyone which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. My dear and beloved, let us go again through the message and review these points so we can understand God's will for us and to amend our ways. Number one, the Lord shall force the people to be changed. Number two, the Lord shall reward the people that had been changed. And number three, the Lord shall punish the people that are wicked. And number four, the Lord shall judge the people that are not willing to be changed and who are hiding their sins by taking from them all what He had given them. You need to understand that you cannot go against His will and plans. Our God is the Lord of justice. He will reward those who are faithful and fruitful. Sooner or later, you will be exposed and the Lord will deal properly with you and with your sins. Rather, therefore, be motivated with the reward of the Lord and repent and be changed. So you will be blessed and live a life that pleases God. This is the time for you to understand and accept that you need to pass through the following. Number one, you need to be accountable. Number two, you need to be working hard, doing your assignment. And number three, you need to be willing to be scrutinized. And number four, you need to be controlled by the Lord and His church. Amen. My prayer, Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that showed me clearly your ways and your will. Shall we all stand up? Confess and renounce all your sins and wrongdoings. Confess and renounce laziness, complacency, lies, deceiving, ungratefulness, complaining, and grumbling, bad stewardship, and waster of resources, etc. Lord, I repent from the following sins. Yes, Lord. Life to the calling that you entrusted to me and will abide to your will. I commit myself to be fruitful and productive person in your kingdom. Uphold me with your grace and provide for me to continue to serve you. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who have repeated and repented and committed their lives to live for you and to serve you. Lord, I pray for them to be changed by you to do your work and to be fruitful in what you have entrusted to them. Lord, provides for them and gives them good health and strength to accomplish their ministry and the assignments that you entrusted them. Lord, I pray for us as Church of God that we will continue to be faithful to you, serving you wholeheartedly and using all your resources fruitfully and making the most of all the opportunities. Lord, I pray for more evangelism and more Bible studies to be planted and more workers to be trained. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts so that we continue to serve you. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.